Hi, I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening to America Weekend, a new kind of radio, because life doesn't stop on the weekends. Robert Greenwald is with me now. I've admired some of the documentary work he's done, things like Walmart, The High Cost of Low Price, another one called Rethink Afghanistan, and the one of his movies that really made a fantastic impression upon me, so much so that I actually got a copy of it and rented a movie theater and showed it to a whole bunch of people several years ago. It was called Iraq for Sale, about the war profiteers who, in the early days of the war and throughout the war there, were making huge amounts of money at your expense and mine, and in many cases not being that helpful to our troops with boots on the ground there. Iraq for Sale is a terrific movie. His newest one is called The War on Whistleblowers. Robert, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you, and appreciate the efforts you've made in getting the word out there.
The War on Whistleblowers is about people who have stepped up in their jobs to tell the world through the press about something that they've seen that either endangers lives or costs amounts of huge amounts of money to taxpayers, or are about errors that are willfully uncorrected, right?
Yes, that's correct. It's people who are really true patriots in the best sense of the word, and the film focuses on the area of national security whistleblowers, which is particularly important because the bigger the national security state gets, the harder it is for us to know and understand the truths of what's going on, because that's national security state is all about keeping secrets.
Now, some of these people worked for contractors. Some of them worked inside the Pentagon, and they tried to tell their story through the regular chain of command inside the system first.
Absolutely. Each one of them tried to follow the rules, saw something that they couldn't live with, felt that they had to speak up, tried to do it within channels, and when that failed, went to the press. And the press, to their credit, and great investigative reporters, many of whom are in the film, researched and then got the story out to a wider audience, and in some cases, like with Franz Geil, were literally able to save lives. But what the film makes clear is the pressure from the national security state, which has impacted the Bush administration, which has impacted the Obama administration, where some of these whistleblowers are literally being charged under the Espionage Act as if they were spies. You know, this is ultimately a fight about democracy.
Let's tell the audience a little bit about the guy you just mentioned there, Franz Geil, who was the first person you profile in the movie. He worked at the Pentagon as an advisor for the Marine Corps and saw something going on in our war in both Iraq and Afghanistan that was costing lives and didn't have to. What was it?
The vehicles that were being used at the time were not effective in terms of saving lives. There was a better, safer, and important alternative called the MRAP. And Franz, again, to his great credit, took on the military bureaucracy, took on the for-profit industry, which was making a lot of money of this, spoke up, ultimately got the word out. Ultimately, the MRAPs were introduced and saved many lives. And believe it or not, for a period of time, Franz lost his job over this. Fortunately, some good organizations, GAP and POGO, came to his defense, fought hard, and was able to get him reinstated.
MRAPs, for our audience who may not know, mine-resistant ambush protection vehicles. And essentially what we had was people in uniform, our soldiers, our Marines, going to war in Humvees that were blowing up because of IEDs. The MRAPs were a much better way to defend and save lives because they were, shielded would be part of the word, underneath. This is a guy who went to his superiors and said, look, I'm going to save soldiers' lives. And they ignored him and pushed him aside, right?
That's exactly right. They fired him. They literally said he couldn't work here anymore. And there's example after example of this in the movie, which, by the way, the DVD is available for free at our website because of a generous donor. And in the movie, we detail these different people. One of the whistleblowers found warrantless wiretapping, breaking the law. He was accused of being a spy under the Espionage Act. And this is not, unfortunately, something from the past. This is going on today and will continue to go on unless we all take action as we've done in the past.
This is America Weekend. I'm Paul Harris, talking with producer-director Robert Greenwald, the man behind the movie The War on Whistleblowers. When Obama came into office, He said that his was going to be the most transparent administration in history. It isn't, is it?
No, unfortunately, in many ways, the Obama administration has been worse than any other administration on this particular issue. More whistleblowers in the national security area being indicted, more whistleblowers being threatened. And look, this is what happens. The subtitle of the movie is Free Press and the National Security State. And this is an important aspect of when we have a society built on war and wars that affects all aspects of democracy, affects our right to know, affects our pocketbook, billions of dollars literally being wasted that we don't hear about. So we felt that it was important to tell this story, tell it in an engaging and hopefully informative film, and let people have a tool that they can get for free and say, show to your friends, here's what's going on. Help get the word out.
In the movie, you mentioned you have several investigative reporters, Michael Isikoff, Dana Priest, David Carr. They're all in there. When you're a reporter, you love to have somebody come to you with information like this. What are the reporters' risks?
Well, the reporters are being increasingly threatened. Jim Risen from the New York Times had legal threats, which continue to go on to this day. And the reporters, as they say in the film, Jane Mayer talks about having to fly into hidden hotel rooms with registering under different names to interview people that she talked to, because the access is drying up. What the administration is doing, what the national security state is doing, is trying to scare off other whistleblowers from talking to anybody in the press. And as Bill Keller from the New York Times says, harder to get our phone calls returned, harder to get the information that is really the lifeblood and a way that we hear and know so many things.
But isn't there a federal Whistleblower Protection Act?
It is, but that primarily is about non-national security state whistleblowers. That's definitely improvement. It has definitely helped. But again, what I believe is fundamental to our society, which is information about this extraordinary security state, which 1.6 billion, as in B, emails are looked at every day. And that state that has so much power that those whistleblowers are particularly the ones who need to be protected. They're involved in, literally, as we discussed, saving lives and saving our dollars and affecting the overall direction of our country.
Robert, as you know, a soldier by the name of Bradley Manning is in a lot of trouble for leaking classified information to WikiLeaks, which Julian Assange had no problem putting online, and now he's facing charges, some related, some unrelated to that. But can you explain to me what the difference is between whistleblowing and leaking? Is there a difference?
Yes, there's definitely a difference. And as Daniel Ellsberg, who's in the movie, talks about it, and a few of the others, leaking is for your own benefit. It's when people get some information out that makes them look good. Whistleblowing, none of these whistleblowers had anything to gain personally other than their integrity, their honor, and their soul by speaking up. And they did that. They did that because they believed in these old-fashioned values called patriotism, our country, and values. Those are whistleblowers, and they should be protected and honored and given parades rather than prosecuted and persecuted.
So leaking might be a politician or anybody in power, whether it's in politics or not, letting some information get out through kind of back channels or calling a reporter and telling them outright, look, I want you to know this, but it's not on the record. And they let that information out because eventually it's going to come back around to helping them. But in the case of whistleblowing, as you say, it's somebody who's so concerned about something wrong that they've seen on the job that is going to be dangerous to other people other than themselves that they feel, okay, I can't be quiet about this. And I've tried to fix it inside the chain of command and I can't, right?
That's exactly right. And look, I mean, we've seen example after example as high-level people leak because they want to look good in the press, leak mm-hmm. because they have a book coming out. Look what we're seeing with John Brennan and folks leaking about the drones, and yet if you ask any questions, they say, oh, we can't talk about it. It's classified.
Yep.
I mean, it's complete Kafka, Alice in Wonderland stuff.
The movie is called The War on Whistleblowers, subtitled Free Press and the National Security State. You can see it for free. Get your own copy of it on DVD by going to waronwhistleblowers.com. You click a button and Robert will send it to you. Robert, keep up the great work. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you for helping get the word out.
Robert Greenwald, the man behind War on Whistleblowers. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend. I'll see you next Saturday. Join me then here on the Envision Radio Networks. America.